Thanks for listening to Outcast World. You lock your front door, don't you? You wouldn't go out and leave the front door open. Well, that's essentially what you're doing when you're not using a VPN. Right now, your data is being tracked, stored, and sold by loads of people. For a lot of people that are listening to this show, that is not just annoying, it can also be very risky. NordVPN fixes it. It's fast, it's reliable, it's number one for consumers, and it takes less time to set up than ordering a takeaway. Outcast World listeners can get NordVPN for under £3 a month. That is up to 75% off. Just go to outcastworld.net. The link's at the top. Turn it on. Forget about it. Make yourself safer online with the number one NordVPN for under £3 a month at outcastworld.net. What a weekend it was. Mighty Hoopla in London at Brockwell Park. Hair off of loose women. She was there.
And someone else celebrating over the weekend was Denise. Now, she surprised the crowds at the Mighty Hoopla Music Festival. She surprised us as well by arriving on stage with an urgent weather warning.
My dad, my late dad, Vin, was a heterosexual drag act in Whitley Bay. And when I was at drama school and all the other kids were being taken to McDonald's, I was being taken to the Black Cap in Camden Town. So I might as well be gay.
So was Jane McDonald as well.
I just think it's going to be wild because I know the crowd and I know the set list. There's going to be some iconic covers in that. And I know it's going to be the biggest party.
It's cutting edge. 20,000 of us, glitter, good intentions, many people waving Free Palestine flags. But did you know that four floors up past the rainbow logo and past the autonomy, there exists the level of the financiers, who happen to include one of the biggest Israeli media companies in the world and someone investing money into automated weapons. This is Outcast World.
Queer politics.
When Farage says jump, Labour might say how high.
And it's not true. It's offering people false hope.
Sex.
Dating apps have become a breeding ground for the worst of human behaviours.
And culture.
What do you want, home? We get together, we be simple. Simple. Be simple for me.
He will, like, go nosh himself off.
This is Outcast World.
Nick Charles joins me from, I was going to say from the Loud Brown Gaze. I mean, that is your podcast.
No.
But you're Outcast OG.
Yeah, I know. But from the garage to the professional studios. Look at us now. Six years of growth. I'm pretty sure we've been,
my
I'm pretty
God,
sure
yeah,
this
yeah.
Rock, I know, 6 years. 6 years, baby.
Yeah, no. Hang on, 2000. And, yeah, it's about, I think it's 5 years, actually. But yeah, it seems really old. We're coming up to episode 150. Yeah. I think that's coming really soon. Oh, we never had a 100th birthday. I didn't know what to do with that.
It's been
a hot weekend. It's been a hot couple of weeks. It's been living abroad.
Very hot weekend. You know what's crazy? I literally took my, because as you know, I had like long locks the other day and I was like, actually, I need to take my hair out because there's something about the heat in this country that I just can't deal with. And like the heat in Trinidad, great. The heat in Spain, great. The heat in Ibiza, amazing.
The heat in Trinidad,
Satan's asshole. Satan's asshole. I cannot cope.
Well, no, this weekend's been a really quiet one. It was my other half's a big Arsenal supporter, as you know, so they were happy because they won the league.
I've seen the videos.
So we watched the Champions League final in our house. And I had all of the sadness that came back from when I was in Liverpool a few years ago.
You being in a room caused them to lose. So the problem is men.
So the problem is me. The problem is me and the problem is men. And that will always be the same. There was another thing I noticed this weekend. There was a lot of people. Uh-huh. There was a lot of activity on social media. People getting that train down to London. Doing that. London. Mm. You know that meme. London. She's on her way to London.
London.
And it's
She's
funny.
She's in London.
But it was Literally. Hoopla, wasn't it? I expected you to be involved, but you're not interested this time.
I stand firmly on not going to Hoopla, and that's not me being a bitch, but if I stand on business, I am standing on business. And as you might know, and this is not a read to anyone, but this is just the truth as it is. Everyone recently has just been, you know, trying to stand on the right side of history. It was like, yes, free Palestine, everyone's free, dot 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 dot. However, there's a lot of festivals that have a lot of weapon manufacturer companies that are hosting these big stuff, aka Hoopla and Plus and a lot of places. And I was a little bit disappointed because there's a lot of people who was on that stage and who was in that crowd and who was, you know, all very much like Free Palestine and, you know, trying to performative. Yeah, it feels a little bit like that. And I know you need to get your money, get your penny, get your points. But it, for me, it's like, you can't be supporting a festival like that when you know it is run by massive companies. Like, I'm pretty sure from my knowledge of my Googling, I'm pretty sure it's owned by the KKR ownership. And there's a lot of controversy around that, as you might know.
But it's true.
And, you know, they are, I'm pretty sure they're pro-Palestinian. And this is what I was trying to remember. I'm pretty sure this is where it gets a little bit crazy here, and I don't know what happens here. But there was a backlash where pro-Palestinian activist groups and artists targeted KKR own events due to the private equity giant's financial investment in Israeli corporations operating in occupied Palestinian territories and German media group Axel Springer and weapons manufacturer firms. Now, I don't know how that reads to you, but that reads to me. It's blood money running these kind of events, and people need to know what they're getting themselves into. And
kind of people that are owning them now, because they're being bought out for big money, haven't they? I think KKR, yeah. I'm looking on some notes here, bought Superstruct, Superstruct Entertainment that owns Hoopla in 2024. Was bought by that KKR. They're a big private equity firm. They're worth, they spent $1.3 billion on it. And Hoopla says it had no involvement, no knowledge, or any of that. However, apparently Hoopla has gone further than, they own a number of festivals, including, you know, Sonar, obviously. Is that in Barcelona?
Yeah, in Barcelona.
They own that as well.
And all that stuff,
apparently Hoopla's gone a lot further than Sonar and all that, haven't they? A lot of them festivals haven't done a lot of work, but Hoopla did manage to satisfy somehow some of the protesters against it, didn't they? So they issued some sort of statement, even though they're owned by Axel Media and all that. It's like big Israeli corporations behind this, really, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think I was a little bit heartbroken because I've seen so many people like have been, you know, very much like want to stand on the right side of history, but how could you want to stand on the right side of history and you're not doing your research way going into? And like, I'm pretty sure like we're all meant to be locked in and clued up, and it's just kind of disappointing. That was just my take. Of course, obviously, the reason why I didn't go is because I didn't get booked. That was the second reason.
The two are not connected. What would you have, though, if they'd have come to you with the money?
No, I don't know.
Like, you know, here's a grand, can you play? Would you have done it or would you not?
No. I think I'm at that point in my life where I'm very happy to say no to things that I don't find joy in. And if I know.
Would you find joy in Hoopla, though? Or would you have just gone, no, this is too much against my values?
Exactly. You know what it is? I feel like just on the cusp of pride and considering all that's happening at the moment, I think there are bigger things we should be putting our money towards. And events like that have those associations, it's probably not my bag. But no offense to anyone if you want to go and spend your money or you want to go see Jane McDonald sing a little song that you could probably see that she usually sings on ITV every other week, you know, you go do that. You go to that. You
go Jane watch McDonald on. She was, wasn't she?
She was. And so did Denise Welch.
Do you remember me and you had to, we did some work, didn't we? And we were like, we won't name any names, but we were like, is this the right thing to do?
Ooh, 2 years ago? What's that?
Mm-hmm.
2 years ago.
But where did we both do some bits?
Some bits? Graham, don't let people think we have a relationship that isn't platonic by saying some bits.
Remember that place we did bits? No, but like, you know, we've worked for a company that has question marks around its activities.
Yes, of course.
And I knew that more than anyone. But like, you know, part of you wants to make the difference. Part of you wants to get the money. And at the end of the day,
we worked hard. We worked hard to make those. We worked extremely hard to make those differences, because I am pretty sure I was one of the only like person of color that got asked back twice to do that.
You were.
And And that for me was like, is this, am I being, am I the show puppet? Am I hitting your diversity quota? You don't know.
Were you?
Or do you know?
No, it was all down to me. I was the evil behind it all. But you do have to ask these questions, don't you?
Of course. It's true. And my whole thing is this, right? As you know, I love Pride. I love that everything Pride stands for because, as you might know, Pride for me, it's like, and this is going back to why I felt a certain way about, you know, this whole thing with Hoopla this weekend, is because I come from a country that is still very illegal to be queer. As you might know, and I will forever stand on this hill and be like, listen, we need to just stop this shit. But it breaks my heart when I'm seeing stuff like this, like we're seeing the trans community being like bombarded left, right, and center. And it's just like what I don't know what is the moral high ground we're meant to take now, because people are saying one thing and doing another, and I'm just like, where are we going with everything in a minute? Because the trans folks are suffering, the black and queer are suffering, because for example, there's no UK Black Pride this year, which is very disheartening. As you might
is that
know.
Similar reasons to Hoopla? I've heard that it's so hard to disentangle yourself from sponsors who are not up to the neck in something. And all of the prides and all of the festivals, like, you can't remove yourself from some of that corporate money that's in sort of sometimes working with the IDF or doing something that you might find morally questionable. It's becoming harder, isn't it?
Yeah, it is becoming harder. And I think it's... Like, my problem is this. There is going to be a queer person in every single walk of life, in every single workplace. It's inevitable. And I think not more and more, I'm seeing people like not getting the sponsors, you know, thing like, for example, Manchester Pride. Like they had to pull it all back and now give it back to the people in this city, the village and stuff. And I think it's better as a village. Yeah,
pride.
I think it's way better. But I'm just like, I know for a fact people don't want to associate themselves with, you know, certain brands and certain things, but there are people out there who just choose to associate themselves with those big brands just because they want to have, you know, sniff a little poppers, have a little dance here, you know. And it's just like, Where is the moral high ground? Where do we need to go? Who do we need to speak to be like, okay, who are the people that are on the right side? Because I know as much as I hate to, it pains me to say this, sometimes you just need the big corporations to give you the money to support you, but not when it's blood money involved.
Yeah, it's getting harder, isn't it? I feel like 10 years ago, we could go, your supply chains aren't ethical. You're not net zero yet, but now it's kind of like there are people literally dying, and they're dying sometimes with the assistance of like AI tools that are sort of automating warfare. And one of the company behind Hoopla, for example, does have involvement in AI warfare, automated weapons. And it's difficult to know, like, what, you know, so the number of places the people behind a certain well-known streaming platform also not wanting to be flagged also have money that they put into AI weapons. It's like, that seems to where the money is now. I mean, I put all my money into AI weapons. Have you not?
I wish I had money to put into AI.
Even us as poor people.
Not the weapons. I will say this though. If anyone wants to make dildo weapons of mass destruction, I'm more than happy to support that money.
Yeah.
Let's make some big destructing assholes with dildos. Let's get that money in. Let's get that money.
I think it's time for part two.
Queer politics, sex, and culture. Outcast World.
Can't believe this other thing's happened. I don't know if you know that Boys 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 had its Instagram deleted like three times. It's happened. They've got up to like 100k deleted, and now it's happened again to another brand that we love.
A brand that is very dear to my heart. Like, as you guys might know, I am a resident DJ at DILF. I've been there ever since. You know, it's crazy, right? Before we get into that story, do you know I used to go to DILF when I was a little baby gay, didn't know about sucking dick, didn't know how not to use teeth when sucking dick, you know, all that jazz back in the day. When I was a baby, I used to go to DILF, and I used to be this little baby gay in the crowd. Never wore leather. Even now I don't even wear leather because, you know, I just find it makes me look like I'm going to get cooked. I'm not just a bit gross.
Even less
kind of
rubber
time.
As well. You know, people go out wearing rubber. I'm like, why are you
doing that? No, I can't do it. I love it. I love the look of it on me. I just look like I'm going to get cooked, and I don't need it. But I used to be in DILF when I was a baby. I used to absolutely love it, and for me to be playing DILF years later really is a full circle moment. Now,
for anyone who doesn't know, it's kind of fetish, but kind of not fetish. Like the one in Manchester is quite fetish. When I went to that, I was like, I was wearing jeans. I thought, I feel like I should be wearing a harness, and I missed the boat with that. And then the one that we went to at RVT when you stayed at mine, that's a different crowd. There's people wearing some gear, but like, there's no dark room or anything on site.
Yeah,
for that
I feel like
it depends on.
There is cruising happening in the RVT bathrooms, but that's contrary to popular belief. I have no note on that.
I cannot confirm or deny.
So, RVT, love you, long time. But what I will say is this, though. More and more, I'm seeing a lot of queer platforms on Instagram that is owned by Meta is being taken down because they are putting out content that Meta and co. don't agree with, which is absolutely crazy. Because let's be real, right? You are going to turn your blind eye on AI-generated stuff, all the Toby Robinson stuff that is just floating around with hate, fascism, left, right, and center, but a little gay man showing a bit of skin you've taken down? We are in the fucking end games.
What I mean,
isn't
what
that
even
crazy?
Is the reason? I've never seen anything that's gone too
this
far on that
is
DILF
what
account.
I am saying. Now, since I have been on DILF, I have never seen anything more but a bit of skin being shown. Nothing too erotic, nothing that is pushing the boundaries. Oh, this is I've seen less on straight, I've seen more on straight boy Instagram. Let's be real.
I have. Dick print is everywhere these days.
Literally dick print left, right, and center. Oh, obviously, we love it. But you catch my drift. And I don't understand how there are content of hate, fascism just being floated around freely. But then where Meta, you're not seeing that, but you're seeing a bit of skin and shut up, man. Shut up.
Yeah, I know. And it's you wonder where the complaints come from, and it's kind of like the thing that they're failing to realise is that they take one of these accounts down. They take a sex-positive account down or a queer account down, and they're taking away like a lot of people's community, aren't they? A lot of people's opportunities to just literally connect with other people and a small business's ability to sort of like... They're a good bunch at DILF. I'll tell you why they're a good bunch. I know this because I've been with Nick the next day. They pay you the next day. That's how good a bunch they are. Do you know what I mean? That's always a sign of a good business when you send your bill in and they're like, right, mate, we've paid you. And they're good eggs and they don't deserve this. So
I don't
wonder like where this ends. Like when's when the outcast one gets taken down for no reason.
Yeah,
and there's no flesh on that.
Right?
Yeah.
What's going to happen? And we've had some very interesting conversation about you being fisted, all that stuff. Contrary to popular belief, by the way. The content is out there. If you don't believe us, go check it out.
I found it myself the other day. You know when your own clips come back at you? Like, what the fuck? I'd forgotten some of the stuff I've said. And I've been on TikTok and I'm like, who's this fucking... Oh, that's me. Yeah.
Oh, it's just
you. What was it, fisted with margarine?
No,
that
I'm pretty sure...
That was one that
came
at me the other day. I've never... Oh. That's not happened to me, by the way.
No. So he says, I can't believe
it's not butter.
So I know. So he says, when he was getting low-packed, he wasn't saying that 2 years ago.
Oh no. But what is next? Who's gonna get taken down next? It's mad. And you know what it all is? It's an effort. Yeah. It's like another effort at like, you know, we had that last
You're silencing queer people.
About.
You're silencing queer people.
Yeah, just silencing, just complete erasure. Yeah. We've erased trans people from public life. Now they're moving elsewhere. The targets have been widened. And look, you know, your people who run your social media platforms are in bed with the people who run the government in a certain country, and they're like that with each other, and this is the agenda now.
Did we not say it a couple months ago? You, me, and Thofa sat down on this lap on this exact podcast, and we said, if you all think they're not coming for us next, you're wrong. And guess what? It's happening, and it might not happen like this. It will happen slowly but surely, like a wolf in the night. It will happen, and when it does, people will be like, "What's going on?" Because let me tell you, and I was just about to say, right? Tiptoe, the brand new Russell T Davies series that launched last night on Channel 4.
Watched it yet? I haven't seen it yet.
I haven't, but that, I don't know about you, but my Instagram is very based on where I live in Manchester. And I haven't seen enough about that in Alaska. And I'm just like, right, interesting.
I've seen quite a bit about it.
What I mean, followed, like, you know, how the promotion. Yeah, you know, meaning that, you know, sometimes the engagement, the FYP,
the algorithm,
like, you know,
yeah.
It just kind of like just floated away and I was like, interesting.
That is interesting, isn't it? Yeah, I've seen a bit of a burst of stuff there, but like what I'm going to do, because another episode coming later this week, obviously, I'm going to watch it tonight. Topher's watching it tonight as well, and we're going to report back on
maybe
what we
I'll watch it tonight as well, because I haven't watched it yet either.
Yeah, watch it tonight and let us know what you think, because I got this, right, here's a really interesting take on Tiptoe, which we'll come to on our next episode in about 48 hours, but a friend of mine works for, never used to, but I know someone that works for... Mm-hmm.
Oh, those people.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and this guy was saying to me, like, he watched Tiptoe and said it made him feel flat afterwards, like Queer as Folk when I'm a bit older than you, aren't I? And obviously it was a UK thing mainly, but I'm sure you'll have seen it.
Well, I watched both. I watched both the American
UK and the US one.
The UK, yeah. Of course,
you know,
I watched
how big
the American
that was, like the euphoria around, like when I was 15, 16 when it came out. I was the same age as the main character. And I was like, wow, I felt really good. This is the opposite to that, apparently. Tiptoe is apparently the opposite feeling. And this guy was like, it made me feel like I want some more community in my life and I want to give back. And I was like, babe, you literally are helping.
Yeah.
Divide us. And I like this person. And I feel sorry that, here's an example again of just by existing in the way the world is right now, we're putting our toes in different camps that, like, no one is coming out with anything clean at the moment, are they?
No.
We'll watch that tonight, I think. And
we'll circle back.
Yeah, let me know what you think. All right.
We will.
Lovely to catch up as usual.
Of course, always a pleasure, never a chore.
See you soon.
Bye.
Queer politics, sex, and culture. Outcast World.
Stay with me. This is incredibly simple. If you've ever used Grindr, Googled something rather personal, or posted anything political, your data is already being tracked and sold. Think about that. A VPN can make you a lot safer. NordVPN takes about 2 minutes to set up, one click to turn on, and it just runs in the background. There's no effort after that. It's consistently voted number one across a load of metrics for consumers. It's fast, it's secure, and there's no drop-offs. Outcast World listeners can get up to 75% off NordVPN right now, which brings it down to under £3 a month. Go to outcastworld.net. Top of the page, tap the link, then you're done. Outcastworld.net for up to 75% off NordVPN.